How can you know if someone is an authentic prophet? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Thursday, and if by this point in the week, people are really getting on your nerves, they're starting to drive you crazy, they're bugging you. Come on, don't react violently, don't be, crude in your language. Try to remember the words from the musical Les Miserables: to love another person is to see the face of God. By that, we're not talking about just the people you find lovable. Actually, Jesus is always talking about loving the people who don't find all that lovable. But Jesus gives us the grace, the amazing grace, to become what I call domestic contemplatives, domestic mystics, so that we have the ability to see God in people who we don't find all that attractive. Yeah, you'll get the grace. Ask for it. Well, today's scripture passage comes from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 11, verses 2 through 5. When John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" And Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. And blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." End of the passage. So at the beginning of the program, I asked the question, how can you know someone is an authentic prophet? Because we know throughout the Old Testament there were false prophets. And we know today there are false prophets. There are people who say they represent God, no matter what their religion is, who don't bring people to God, who do not articulate the will of God, but actually draw people away from God, who manipulate people, use people, cheat people, get them to give all their money over to them. So we need to turn to Jesus, if you're a Christian, which means a little Christ, a miniature Christ, you need to turn to Jesus to find out what are the true qualities of a prophet. And here's John. John's in prison. He had baptized Jesus in the Jordan. By now, because with the baptism, Jesus begins his public life right after he goes into the desert. Goes on retreat in the desert, and he's tempted by the devil and overcomes the devil. Each of those three temptations that Matthew and Luke talk about. And then Jesus really gets into his ministry of preaching, teaching, healing, curing, challenging. So now John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, is in prison. And he's probably very aware of the fact that he's going to die. And he wants to know if Jesus is that person he said he's not worthy to untie the sandals, that one greater than he is coming. So he sends his disciples and asks Jesus, right on, bluntly, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Well, Jesus just could have said, "Yep, I am. Yep, I'm the right person. You go reassure John. He doesn't have any doubts. Doesn't need a doubt anymore. I'm the Messiah." But Jesus says, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." In other words, Jesus really shows the fruits of his prophecy, of his prophetic calling. He bears good fruits. And in John's Gospel, he'll say, you'll know whether a tree is good or a tree is bad by the fruits it bears. And Jesus' fruits are amazing. Miracles. Actually raised from the dead. And the good news is preached to the poor. So that the poor won't despair. So the poor won't lose heart. So the poor won't become bitter. So how can you tell if someone is an authentic prophet? There's only one way of telling if a person is an authentic prophet. If he or she says things that come true, that bear fruit. That's so important to remember in the days in which we live. And we've been hearing for years from a certain group, a certain religious sect that says, the end of the world's coming, the end of the world's coming. And they actually gave the exact date. And when that date would come and go and the end of the world didn't occur, they would go, no, this is the date, this is the date, for sure this is the date. And that date came and went. No, absolutely this will be the date. How do you know somebody is an authentic prophet, a genuine prophet? What they say comes true. You probably have heard the definition of a prophet. A prophet, this definition at least, a prophet is somebody who comforts the disturbed and disturbs the comfortable. That's a sure indication that Jesus was a prophet because he did exactly that. He preached the good news to the poor, and he turned around and he really disturbed the leaders of the Jews. He called them hypocrites. He called them blind. He chased the money changers out of the temple. He disturbed the comfortable, didn't he? And he certainly tried to comfort the disturbed. What about you? Are you a prophet? Well, if you're a Catholic listening to today's program, you may or may not know this, but at baptism, the priest anoints the baby two places, on the breast and on the crown of the head. The second one is on the crown of the head. And as he takes the oil and he makes a sign of the cross on the crown of the head, and he talks about as Christ was anointed priest, prophet, and king, so, through this anointing, what's going to happen to this child? What power is going to be given to this child? The child now, because its child has been joined to Jesus in a unique way through baptism, shares in Jesus' prophetic call, as well as his priesthood and his kingdom. The prophetic call. That means all of us are called to be prophets. Good prophets. Authentic prophets. I remember a cartoon that was in Charlie Brown and Peanuts. I've quoted this when I give priest retreats for years now. I've been quoting it. Let me set the scene for you. Charlie Brown and Linus are leaning on a wall. You can tell they're in a philosophical kind of a stance. And Linus says to Charlie Brown, you know, Charlie Brown, when I grow up, I'm going to be a prophet. And Charlie Brown says, well, that's nice, but, you know, most prophets turn out to be false prophets. And Linus thinks for a moment and says, well, then I'll be a sincere false prophet. No, you can't be a sincere false prophet. That doesn't go well. That doesn't go over well with God. You have to be an authentic prophet, which means you have to be so in touch with God that when you read the signs of the times, you're reading them accurately. When you're calling people to conversion, you're calling them to the right kind of conversion. When you're asking people to follow Jesus, you're asking them to follow Jesus and not you. When you're talking about issues of justice and peace, you're speaking out of an authentic relationship with God who wants us to be people who, and the prophet Micah said, act justly, love tenderly, and walk humbly with our God. It's a little scary to be a prophet, isn't it? Especially when you know what happens to prophets. As a matter of fact, after the disciples of John the Baptist asked the question of Jesus, got the information they needed, went back and somehow I got this information to John the Baptist. After that, John was killed. He lost his head. And we know that many of the prophets in the Old Testament were killed. And Jesus, the greatest prophet, the Son of God, the divine, ultimate prophet, is also crucified for saying things that the leaders of the Jews didn't want to hear, by challenging their abuse of power, by challenging their greed, by challenging them for putting terrible burdens on people and not lifting a finger to take away the burdens. So, I'm not going to lie to you. You fulfill your prophetic calling that you got from baptism, you can expect to suffer. But the suffering pales in comparison to the reward you'll get in heaven. Our prayer partners today are people with osteoporosis. It often hits women more than men. It can be very debilitating. Ask God to bless them, okay? Today's food for thought comes from a wonderful spiritual writer named Carlo Corretto. He writes, "We are the wire, God is the current. Our only power is to let the current pass through us," right? We have to be instruments. Lord, make me an instrument. We say that at the end of every program. Now, my small attempt to make you smile or laugh. A little girl said, "Mommy, can I have a dollar to give an old lady in the park?" Well, the mother's touched by the daughter's kindness. And the mother gave her the dollar and said to the little girl, "Isn't the lady able to work anymore?" The little girl said, "Oh, yes, she sells candy." Want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know that you listened to the program and hopefully enjoy it. Send me your prayer intentions. I promise to storm heaven for you and with you. You can let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. There's no charge for the newsletter. It's a way of staying in touch with me. Also receiving some more inspiration, humor, more information about my ministry, my preaching schedule. You can support my work with the poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico, the hospital that I built for those. Oaxaca is one of the poorest places in Mexico. A hospital really helps lots of people. Named it after my mother. She was an inspiration to me. The Anacitar Hospital. So you can make the check out to TASH, T as in Thomas, T-A-S-H, Inc., and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Also, you can always visit my website, listen to my radio program on there. Website address is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore Thee, God of glory, Lord.